Thank you very much.
Well, Paul has many decades of business experience behind him, but there are countless others who are just starting out. Orla Rappel has been catching up on just a few from the thousands of people who made New Year's resolutions this year to sign up for a Start Your Own Business course. She also caught up with some of the thousands of others who started evening courses to help them to forget all about work. Here's how she got on.
We're just going to start the session off by getting to know everybody in the room. So I'm going to just ask...
Whatever your reasons for wanting to learn a new skill from...
I've been trying to set up my own business since September. I've always had a passion for photography. That's in particular what I'm doing.
I'm actually doing flowers at the moment. One of my daughters is getting married next August and she wants flowers. May the Lord protect her.
And even wanting to learn Spanish because of an upcoming trip to Machu Picchu.
Hero, ear, Machu Picchu, Llano Prochain.
In 2014, thousands of people all over the country signed up to courses to learn something new.
You each have a product that I've given you, and what I want you to do is think of as many ideas on how you can use that product.
It's a miserable night in Dublin city centre, but despite that, 14 people have made the trip to the National College of Ireland to learn how to start their own business, deal with taxation, create business plans, and generate ideas. Tonight's trainer is Muireann Fitzmaurice.
Who would have thought pens and rechargers and all that could create so many ideas? I might go to Utty and Jacinta and Louisa.
So we have, it's an adapter and it has a USB port on top of it. You could use it as a food masher or a kneader. You can use it as a test dummy, so if you drop this off a building and it breaks, and then you know you don't drop another one off a building.
Over in St. Colum Kills in Knockline, Monday is a particularly busy night for evening classes. Wood turning, Spanish for beginners, and cake decoration and sugarcraft are just some of the courses on offer. And the types of people that come to class are as eclectic as the courses themselves. As Director of Adult Education, John Egan explains.
We have from 16 years of age to 85 years of age. We had a woman here a couple of years ago, I think she was nearly 90, doing a computers class.
One of the tutors tonight in St. Colum Kills is Chris Lawler, who teaches the wood turning classes.
I suppose in fairness it would be an awful lot of older kind of generation that have taken it on as a hobby, or an awful lot of people would take it on that would have stressful jobs because they find it a big release to be able to just zone out while they're doing the wood turning for 2 hours of an evening.
After my first class I went home and my daughter put in an order for a rocking chair. So as I say, I reckon I'm a year or two off that as well.
This is Aubrey Stiles. He's just completed his first semester in wood turning.
I've always been interested in working with wood. It's not something, the day job doesn't, I don't make anything. I don't do anything with my hands in the day job. So I like doing DIY at home. I like building bookcases and things like that. And wood turning is something I've always been interested in.
So whether you want to venture into a new business or just take a break from the day job, as Oscar Wilde once said, you can never be overdressed or overeducated.
To have an interest in your spare time, just to have a project on the go, yeah, it's a nice thing to be able to do.
Actually, a lot of the people in here are kind of in the same position as me in terms of that they're artists, they're artistic people, and these are the people that are really wanting to set up their own companies, which I didn't think that would be the case, but it is.
So you're glad you came out on a wet, wintry January
yeah,
night?
Yeah, I'm glad. I even tripped coming up here in the rain, so I'm still glad I came, yeah.
That was Orla Rappel reporting there.